Shoshana chapter 4, Mishnah 9. Seder tikkur shleish shel shleish shleish. The order of blowings on Rosh Hashanah are three of three each. So what does that mean? It means we blow three times. We blow for Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofarus. In the Musaf Amidah, you've got those three sections. We're going to blow the shofar in each of those three sections. Now, each time we blow the shofar, we know that we have to blow three teruahs, right? Three teruahs, because the Torah uses the word teruah three times. And we also know from other verses that every time you blow a teruah, you blow a straight blast before and afterwards. Tekiah, teruah, tekiah. We also learn that from verses. And then to make matters even more complicated, we don't know exactly what the sound of a teruah is. Is it like short staccatos, do, 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 do? Or is it longer staccatos, like do, do, do? Or is it a combination of both of those? So every time we have to blow, we blow all three. So that's why you see we blow tekiah, teruah, tekiah three times, in case that's what it sounds like. Then we blow what we call the shvarim, tekiah, three times, because it says you have to blow three times. And then we blow the combination of the two, tekiah, shvarim, teruah, tekiah, three times, because maybe that's what the sound is. And that's how you end up with all of those sounds that we blow in Rosh Hashanah. And then says the Mishnah, shir tekiah kishloish teruahs, and shir teruah kishloish yevavos. That the length of a tekiah is that of three teruahs, and the length of the teruah is that of three wailing notes. There's different interpretations of what this clause in the Mishnah means. Quite complicated, actually. We'll just take it to say that there's got to be inner teruah sound when it's the short ones. Da, 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 da. It's got to be three groups of three, meaning nine short blasts in total. That will be the, okay. Taka b'rishayna u'mashach b'shneah kishtayim. If he blows one tekiah in the beginning, normally, so he blows tekiah and then teruah, and then the second tekiah, he makes it long, because he wants to cover that tekiah and the tekiah that he's going to blow next, right? Tries to do one long blast, says the Mishnah, Ein biyado ela achas, that it will only ever be considered one. Doesn't matter how long he makes that second thing, it's not going to be not going to be counted as two. And Mishi Barach va'achakach nismana lo shofar, someone who davens, and then afterwards he finds a shofar. So he davens because he doesn't have a shofar with him at that time. But then he finds a shofar afterwards. So tokeya umariya v'tokeya shlosh pamim, he should just blow the minimum requirements three times, meaning that whole set. He just blows the set. And again, you see people do that. If somebody's sick or something, someone will take a shofar and go to them and they'll just blow that set. They don't do it in the middle of the Musaf. They don't make them like daven a Musaf Amidah and then blow in the Musaf Amidah. Geshem Shaliach Tzibur Chayev, and then a little bit of a change of topic, just as the Shaliach Tzibur is obligated to daven, Kach Kol Yachid V'Yachid Chayev, so too is every individual obligated to daven. We can't just listen to the Shaliach Tzibur and fulfill your obligation. Rabban Gamliel Omer Shaliach Tzibur Moitze Es HaRabim Yedei Chavasan. Says Rabban Gamliel that the Shaliach Tzibur, the person leading the prayer, fulfills the obligation on behalf of everybody that's there. So the way the halacha comes out, the Rambam Paskins, is that on a normal Amidah, a normal davening, if you know the prayers, and like for us, we got books, so you can't be yotzi with the Shaliach Tzibur davening. You have to say it yourself, say it along with him. But on Rosh Hashanah, where the davening is much longer, then everybody could say it in an undertone with the Shaliach Tzibur and be yotzi. Obviously, today we're very fortunate. Everybody has printed books, and everybody can say it from the book. So you're not going to be yotzi with the Shaliach Tzibur's davening. You have to do your own davening. Hadron Aleichem Maseches Rosh Hashanah.